We have just covered four ways to enter the B Quadrant. You can buy an existing business, you can buy a franchise, you can join a network marketing company, or you can develop your own business. Now we need to talk about whatever way you choose to go into the B Quadrant. Remember, we're moving to the right side. You need a team and you need a mentor. So let's talk about having a mentor. How do you find a mentor?
Sharon, what's the difference between a mentor and an advisor? I thought they were kind of the same.
Good question, Diane. And sometimes they are. Let's draw the distinction. A mentor has been there, done that, become a successful person in that industry or in that business that you want to enter. So they have gone the path that you want to take, and they can help lead you in the right direction. Now, your advisor can also be a mentor, but typically you have a team of advisors who have specific knowledge in an area, specific expertise. Remember earlier we said you may not know the answer, but you know how to call. The person you call is your advisor. Your lawyer is going to be your tax strategist, your financial planner. That's part of your team, and we're going to get into that in more detail after we talk about finding a mentor. And why did we talk about entering the B Quadrant before we talked about a mentor? Because it's important to know what business you want to develop before you find a mentor.
And isn't it also true that you might want a mentor for the other investment strategies we've talked about? If you're going to invest in real estate or invest in paper assets, it's good to find someone who's been there, done that already.
Absolutely. It's the same formula as we've talked earlier. Buying a piece of real estate, it's a business. And if real estate is what you want to do, you need a mentor who has been successful in real estate.
Right. That's a key point, too, finding a mentor who's been successful in what you want to do. I mean, you might ask somebody who's built a business, is this a good real estate deal? And they may or may not know the right answer. The mentors aren't all-knowing supermen. None of us are. We have specific knowledge, just like our mentor will have specific knowledge.
So, Diane, let's talk about how we find a mentor. The first step is to figure out what business you want to enter. If you want to buy a franchise, you're going to want to find somebody who has experience, and particularly that franchise is most helpful. If you want to join a network marketing company, more than likely, the person who brings you into that organization will serve as a mentor. So those two we've kind of handled. As we just discussed about real estate, you want to find a mentor who has been successful in real estate as well. If you want to end up buying a business, then you have an overall issue because the seller may not be the appropriate mentor, but in some cases, they may be a perfect choice as a mentor. But you would probably want to find someone who has been there, done that. And how do you find them? Well, start with your advisor. Start with your attorney. They already probably have been of service to other people who bought a business that was already up and running. So they might be a good source to find a mentor.
I know, Sharon, too, you've told the story about people who seek you out for a mentor. And that brings up a fundamental point with this idea of exchange. In other words, you're going to the mentor and you're asking them to provide information and help and guidance. But there is a universal law of exchange. What are you doing in exchange for that? There are things that you can provide that will help you be in exchange. In fact, we have some of those ideas in the text at page 3-138. As you go over that list, you'll see that there are some items such as you might volunteer to work in an office. You might volunteer to help with personal services. In fact, I know that Sharon has people around her that although she compensates them, I think they're more than amply compensated in money for the help and guidance she provides for them. She's in exchange with them. She receives a service. They receive guidance.
Thank you, Diane. When someone asks me to be their mentor, it is a huge compliment. And I would love to be able to do that for everyone who calls. The problem is there are so many hours in each day. And when I'm trying to run my own business and be a wife and mother to my family, it's hard to be able to be a mentor for everybody that asks. So you do have to analyze and make yourself available on a very selective basis. And so as a mentor, you want to know someone that really wants to learn, is really eager, so that the value of your time is going to increase their wealth.
By the way, I'm very fortunate in both knowing Robert and Sharon personally, and I know that part of their personal goal is to help everyone who listens to these tapes and reads their material. In a lot of ways, that's how they seek to mentor other people.
Let's talk about an example of being a mentor that was brought up that Robert referenced in our Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. He had the story of Peter, who has become Robert's new mentor as opposed to Rich Dad. And Peter is Robert's mentor currently. When we talk about the value of exchange, Robert wanted to learn from Peter. He went to Peter and said, "I want to learn. You have a valuable wealth of experience in taking companies public. I want to learn that. What can I do? How can I help you? How can I participate so that I can learn?" And Peter was absolutely shocked. He says, "No one has ever asked me to learn from me. They want a deal. They want free lunch. They want a better price for their stock. But you are the first person, Robert, who has ever come to me and said, I want to learn." About a week after that, Peter called Robert back and said, "Okay, Robert, do you still want to learn?" And Robert said, "Yes, I do. You are the perfect mentor for me. Okay, I am looking at a piece of property in Peru. It's an operating gold mine, and I need your assessment. You need to get on a plane tomorrow, go to Peru, assess this gold mine, look at the people that are working there, look at the operations, and report back to me what you think."
And so Robert got on the plane. Who paid for the plane ticket?
Robert did. And what did Robert say to Peter when he said, "I want you to go tomorrow"? Robert had activities planned that weekend, but this was his opportunity to get a new mentor in a field that he was eager to learn about. So he said, "Absolutely, Peter, I'm on my way." And you ask, where is the exchange in this? Robert came back from Peru, met with Peter, and gave him his assessment of that operation, and he exchanged value to Peter and showed Peter why that was not the proper investment for him. So in essence, by operating as a student, he saved Peter millions of dollars potentially by giving him information that prevented him from buying a bad deal.